this afternoon. It's presently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com. Support for KRVS comes from Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, located at 911 Harding Street in Lafayette's Oil Center. Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, offering yoga and Pilates classes and yoga teacher training, as well as massage therapy and Vedic Thai yoga. Class schedules and upcoming events can be found online at acadianayoga.com.
You know that 61 highway, the longest road I know. You know that 61 highway, the longest road I know. She run from New York City down the Gulf of Mexico. You know some folks say dumb greyhound buses don't run. You know some folks say, baby, dumb greyhound buses don't run. Time. Lord, let's go to West Memphis, baby. Look down Highway 61. Please, baby, honey, see somebody for me. Wanna see somebody for me. If you see my baby, tell her she's all right with me. Play. School one Monday morning, I fold my books away. I started school one Monday morning, baby, I fold my books away. Note to my teacher, I'ma try 61 today. If I have my die, baby, who you think my time have come? If I have my die, baby, for you think my time has come? I want you to bury my body out on Highway 61. I'm gonna buy me a pony, can pay fox trot and run. I'm gonna buy me a pony, baby, can pay for trotting around. So will you see me coming, baby? I'll be on Highway 61.
From 1969, that was Mississippi Fred McDowell with his rendition of 61 Highway, a tune that lots of blues artists have recorded over the year. Tommy McLennan may have had the signature version of that back in the early 1940s. Fred McDowell, originally from Tennessee, obviously from Mississippi, though, after a while, given his name, he was discovered in 59 by Alan Lomax. And in 1964, his career took a bit of a jump when he started recording for R. Hooley Records. Really, really interesting blues guy. Not the most innovative in a sense, but a wonderful example and a practitioner of classic Mississippi Delta blues. Fred McDowell brings us into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on this Friday on KRVS. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to turn next to Rory Block and the title track to her disc, Shake 'Em On Down. That disc came out in 2011. She's done a series of discs that have been tributes to a lot of classic blues artist. Her latest is a tribute to the blind Reverend Gary Davis. She's done it on Robert Johnson, on Son House, and in this case, on Fred McDowell. Here's Rory Block on guitar and vocals with her rendition of Shake 'Em On Down.
Well, if you come to my house and don't find me around the sun, some wild big love problem, shake 'em on down, Lord, if this I know.
Shake 'em on.
down now. You know what I'm talking about.
Bonnie Raitt, Bonnie Raitt from 1971. Bonnie doing a number called Finest Loving Man. Junior Wells was on blues harp on that particular track. Before hearing Bonnie here on the Blues Box, we heard Rory Block. We heard Rory do the title track to her disc Shake 'Em On Down, which was a tribute to the late Mississippi Fred McDowell. McDowell was also a big influence on Bonnie Raitt. Next year on KRVS, let's go to Mississippi. And, well, actually, this was recorded in the Netherlands. It's done by Mississippi Hill Country bluesman R.L. Burnside. From 1982, here's R.L. on guitar and vocals with Don't Care How Long You've Been Gone.
I don't care how long you're gone, how long you there. Hey, good time treat me, bring it home one day. But someday, baby, ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. Just to keep on a bidding, and a day don't pay. Hey, you know, darling, you're living too fast. But someday, baby, ain't gonna trouble for me anymore. Goodbye, baby. Hey, call and gone. Hey, without love, you can't stay long. But someday, baby, hang on to trouble for me anymore.
call you on the phone. You start talking about the weather. Kitty, yo, you know that's wrong. Can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yeah, don't you say no, and make me feel good, kitty, yo. Make me feel good, kitty, yo.
From his 1999 release Chill Out, that was John Lee Hooker, of course, with Charles Brown on piano and Danny Caron on that lead guitar, Kitty O. Hooker was preceded by R.L. Burnside. We heard R.L. from a disc called Mississippi Hill Country Blues. R.L. doing a number called Don't Care How Long You're Gone. We're going to turn next to, like R.L., another Mississippi blues man. This one did relocate to Chicago in the 1950s. From 1965, a session that was produced by Willie Dixon, here's J.B. Lenore with Talk to Your Daughter.
Mama, mama, teach. I
Blues piano legend Henry Gray with a rendition of Mojo Boogie. This from the disc Lucky Man. And this particular disc was first released back in 1988, and it was Henry's first domestic release. In other words, first release here in the United States. He'd recorded a bit in Europe. And he, of course, had played with Howling Wolf back starting back in 1956 and on up to 1968. Played with Wolf and a number of other great Chicago blues legends in 68. Henry Gray moved back to Louisiana, and he's still performing. And Henry was preceded by J.B. Lenore. The tune Henry did, of course, was a J.B. Lenore composition, as was the one that J.B. himself did. We heard J.B. do Talk to Your Daughter from 1965. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we are going to turn to the concert calendar next here on KRVS. Tonight, the Pine Leaf Boys will play at Blue Moon Saloon. Also this evening, the Pits and Handsome Beast at Grand Street Dance Hall. Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli. Dickie Doo and the Zydeco Crew play at Artmosphere. Louisiana House Rockers will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. There are four bands playing the Wild Salmon this evening. Ryan Brunet, Christine Boffa, and Al Berard will be at McGee's Landing tonight. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Jeffrey Bruce and the Creole Cowboys will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Voodoo Moon will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. Gino Delafosse at the Atchafalaya Club. The Rebel Rousers, Roy Durand, Loaded 44s, and Rotten Core is at the Artmosphere. Also tomorrow night, Little Buck Senegal will be having his birthday party at the Blue Moon Saloon. Also, it's a night for a CD release party for Little Buck. Again, the Blue Moon Saloon. There's a Cajun Jam tomorrow afternoon at Vermilionville. Jimmy Bro and friends play tomorrow night at McGee's Landing. Lerone Rubin, we mentioned, will be at Charlie G's. Lost and Found at Oasis Sports Bar tomorrow night. Yvette Landry's Country Band will be performing at Liberty Theater in Eunice tomorrow. Fufu Juice and the Zigzag Wanderers play Grant Street Dance Hall. Also tomorrow night, Black Magnolia and Iridium play the Wild Salmon. On Sunday, the Tommy Shreve Trio will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also playing for a brunch, the Three Bs at Cochon's. Corey Arsenault will be at Randall's. Taylor Verrett at Artmosphere. And for the Bal de Dimanche on Sunday afternoon at Vermilionville, Jimmy Bro and friends will be playing. Monday night is the night for a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also on Monday, Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House. It's Songwriters Night Tuesday at Artmosphere at Oasis Sports Bar and also at Backstage Bar and Grill. Tuesday night is also Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Well, the subjects of blues had to go digital sooner or later. Case in point, Little Joe McLaren with his new release. The disc is called Facebook Blues. Here's Little Joe with the title track.
My baby got a page on Facebook. She follows all the latest trends. Checking out the pictures in her profile page. Seems she got a lot of friends. The time she spends online with her friends is evening with the Facebook blues. I chose my username and password. Posted pictures, facts, and mine. Send that little girl a simple friend requesting. Much to my surprise, and I can't see why she leave me with those Facebook blues. Twitter. so I've got to log in all over again. And that leave me with those days. Sounds like a joke. I get tagged and poked. And it leave me with old Facebook blues. I better stop my crying and keep on trying. My best to lose these Facebook blues.
Time I was working down in Chicago, I had me a blues band together. And we played this place, we played that place. Well, I want to tell you a little bit of story here. I was playing in this little club, I had me a little four-piece band together, and I was working real hard. It was a Friday night, and the place was packed, and the joint was jumping. Got to be about 12 o'clock. Oh, man, about 5-6 minutes after 12. And all of a sudden, the doors flew open wide. And in walked this Doug. Not an ordinary Doug, because I had never seen a Doug before playing a 1954 Gibson. He walked up to the bandstand, and all the buddies in my band, all my players in my band, they all punched each other in the ribs and laughing and stuff. They said, "Look at that Doug, man. You ever seen a Doug? With a mustache, a pair of green alligator shoes on, and a three-piece polyester suit." And I said, "No, I never seen me none of that. I must have got a hold of some bad whiskey or something, man, because I ain't never seen no duck with green alligator shoes, a pencil-thin mustache, and a three-piece polyester suit." Well, this duck just stood there looking at me just as mean and as serious as you can imagine. And I said, I looked over at him, I leaned over, I said, "Well, what can I do for you?" And he said,
"I just want to play me some blues."
"Say you what? You want to go play some blues?"
"Yeah, boy."
"Well, look, man, I mean, you know, we don't even usually let human beings sit in, I mean, much less ducks."
"Well, let me play some blues, boy."
"Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we had a wine-drinking rooster in here last week, told the club all to hell, man, I mean. Are you for real? I mean, you mean you really can play some blues?"
"You're doggone right."
"Oh, look out. I never heard of a blues playing duck before, but I imagine that 54 Gibson ain't under your shoulder for nothing. Well, all right, plug in. Let me hear you play some blues then, Mr. Duck."
"I'm gonna play some blues on my blues."
"All right, go down."
"You got it, baby. Mind the ball and shot." "I'm a young human. You should be mine. That's all right. I'm gonna get love with my man. That's all right. I got all
unbelievable. Where'd you pick that up at? Where'd you learn to sing the blues? You've been singing them all your life?
I don't know more.
Well, I tell you what, you know what I mean? That's pretty good, but I mean, I tell you what, I'll start one off.
What?
You know how to sing any B.B. King?
Yeah.
You like B.B. King?
Yeah, boy.
Well, I tell you what, let's do some of this here.
Cub Coda and the House Rockers. The House Rockers were the backup band for the late Hound Dog Taylor. This recorded back, I think it was around somewhere around 1980 or so. The Dirty Duck Blues from the album It's the Blues. Before we heard Cub Coda and the House Rockers, we heard Little Joe McLaren here on KRBS. Joe did the title track to his new release, Facebook Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to venture back to the 1950s, late 50s, and listen to Otis Rush. Otis, originally from Philadelphia, Mississippi, and he first recorded for Cobra Records under production hand of Willie Dixon. Actually, his first recording for Cobra got to number 9 on the R&B charts that year, I Can't Quit You Baby. But we're going to listen to him do another track that he recorded for Cobra way back then. Here's Otis Rush with My Love Will Never Die. Thank you.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Jimmy Bro and Friends and Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Since I was a kid, I loved you then. I could not keep it hid. Where you used me was unusual and cruel. My desire was you to see. Now I'm old and wiser, but I'm still weak for you. I would do what you want me to. You get me hot when I'm trying to be cool. I'll be a muse. I'll be a muse. I'll carry you on my back. I'll be a muse. I'll give you anything you like, but don't put no carrot, baby, in front of my nose. It's already open as far as it goes.
Steve Freund with the title track to his year 2000 release, I'll Be Your Mule, Freund on guitar and vocals. Interesting guy, originally from New York, went to Chicago and for years played with all sorts of Chicago greats as a guitarist, ended up moving out to San Francisco. In fact, we heard him earlier on guitar on that disc Lucky Man, Henry Gray doing Mojo Boogie. That whole disc, in fact, was produced by Steve Freund. Before hearing Freund, we heard Otis Rush here on KRVS from the 1950s and from one of his Cobra Records recordings, Otis doing My Love Will Never Die. He, of course, is one of the founders of what would be called a style of West Side Chicago blues, as was Buddy Guy. We're going to turn next to Buddy here, some early Buddy Guy from 1960 recording for Chess Records. Here's Buddy Guy with 10 Years Ago.
Drag it on the ground. cause I see all the signs. Your mind is on the wounded line. It doesn't matter now who's right or wrong, or why we kept it hanging for so long. The silent things say loud and clear. The time is right for getting out of here.
Shadow Man. That was Peter Novelli from a disc he had out last year called Louisiana Roots and Blues. And before we heard Peter Novelli, we heard Buddy Guy. We heard Buddy Guy from 1960 doing a number called 10 Years Ago. Buddy, of course, originally from Louisiana, moved up to Chicago in the late 1950s, recorded for Cobra Records up there, and really established himself fairly quickly as a real fine blues talent. Recorded with people like Howling Wolf, also recorded an album with Muddy Waters back in 1963, Buddy Guy. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And we are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those supporters, listeners that are members, we'd like to thank you for that. If not, we hope you'll consider membership. You can find out all you need to know about that on our website, krvs.org. There are also podcasts of a lot of these locally produced programs, playlists. There's late-breaking news and all sorts of information. Check us out online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. We're going to kick off our noon hour with music from a little classic from Muddy Waters. To take us on up to news time with NPR, a little classic from the late, great Freddie King. Here's Freddie's best-known instrumental, Hideaway. The news is next.